A U.S. Supreme Court ruling against federal efforts to limit mercury and other toxic emissions at coal plants won't have much direct effect in North Carolina, but the state's environment secretary argues it should impact the thinking on another upcoming federal rule to limit carbon emissions. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency wants states to lower carbon emissions from power plants on average 30% below where they were in 2005. It's one of the most sweeping rules the EPA's ever proposed, and North Carolina's official position is opposed.
North Carolina does not need this rule.
The state's Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources, Donald Vandervaart, says North Carolina can hit the goal without it.
We're there. We're going to be there. We've already made a 20% reduction. This, in our mind, is a question of, do we really want the federal government to tell us how to get there, or do you want the states to do it, when, in fact, the law itself is legally infirm?
Secretary Vandervaart says Monday's Supreme Court decision shows how the EPA can get it wrong. The judges ruled 5-4 that the agency had improperly devised new mercury emissions limits, but utilities across the U.S. have already spent billions to comply with them. Now, the carbon rule isn't final yet, but power companies and some states are already challenging it as an overreach by the Obama administration. So Vandervaart wants the EPA to include a legal trigger. The rule would have to survive in court before taking effect.
We just feel that it's best not to expend a lot of money and a lot of resources, a lot of ratepayers' dollars, before we suss that out.
There's already a remedy for that.
Victor Flatt runs UNC's Center for Law, Environment, Adaptation, and Resources. He says a judge can grant an injunction to stop a rule if those suing can show cause.
If they really think they're in the right and can prove that moving forward with the plan in North Carolina would actually cause harm or would actually raise rates, which I think is not clear, then they need to prove that to a court. That's how our system works.
Flatt says he thinks the argument's overblown. Even in cases like Monday's mercury decision, where the court finds against the EPA, they rarely actually strike the entire rule down. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.